Well, we've only got about 15 minutes to go of this show, and it is the last show that we're doing on Brighton Festival ahead of the final weekend.
Till 2020.
Well, yeah, that's a year away, please.
Oh, yeah,
shall we have a look back? What was your favourite three? You got a favourite three that you've seen, experienced?
I have a sneaking suspicion that Silence, which I'm going to see tonight, might be in my favourite three. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a little kind of empty hole for my favourite three. Backbone was absolutely superb by the Australian dance group, acrobatics really, circus group, Gravity and Other Myths. So piled three high on each other's heads, walking across people's heads. I mean, incredible acts of physical strength, agility, power, and the amount of trust between those people. And I always say, if you see something Australian on the bill on the Brighton Festival and it's some kind of physical circus acrobatics thing, go.
I'm glad you clarified that it was about physical circus, because otherwise you'd spend the whole month following Andrew Comben around, wouldn't you?
Well, apparently he is Australian, yes, but yeah. No, thank you for that. Absolutely superb. And, you know, the house at Brighton Dome, absolutely loved it. So, Backbone was definitely a hit for me this year in the Brighton Festival.
Well, I should give my 3-2-1 in reverse order.
Go on then, yeah.
Coming in at number three. I don't think you've even got to see this, Iron Men.
Oh, I haven't got to see it. It's got two more days to go.
Yeah.
Two more days to go.
So
thanks for reminding me. I'll go tomorrow.
It's the photos taken by the Malian photographer King Fototale Masasi of the iron workers at Bamako. And it's fabulous. And black and white photography. And it really, really moved me and reminded me why I love photography so much. That's my number three. Number two, right back at the start of the festival. I think it was the first Saturday I saw this. Flight from Vox Motors at the King Alfred Leisure Centre is shut on Thursday, I think, was the last, or Wednesday.
Yeah, Flight is definitely my top of my unfilled three.
Tale of refugees told in a sort of by little models that come past you as you sit in a booth watching them and hear the story on your headphones. Amazing.
A stunning way to tell a story. It was really like a visual, like a graphic novel, and just the detail of those little models, the soundtrack you heard on your headphones, and just the way you really engage with that story. And you wouldn't think that models and a soundtrack could actually be emotionally gripping, but it really was. And everyone who came out of that was like, wow. So I think that's going to be the big hit of this year's festival, Flight.
Now, and my surprise in at number one is
Silence. Thank you.
Yep, there you go. That was it. Silence. Yes. Right. Teatro Piero Broggiocci at Black Rock, which I didn't expect to love it to the extent that I did. Very moving, emotional. And yeah, it went straight in at number one. And that didn't give me room for Dead Dog in a Suitcase, because I loved that as well.
See, I didn't get to see that. I interviewed them and it sounded fantastic. Yeah. So I'm hoping I can go and see them when they play in London. They've got a long run in London. So if you miss Dead Dog in a Suitcase, maybe go and check them out. Check them out in London.